Chapter 3. Paul's great love for the Thessalonians. Wherefore, when we could no longer endure it, we thought it good to be left behind at Athens alone, and sent Timothy, our brother and God's minister in the gospel of Christ, to establish you and to comfort you concerning your faith, that no one be moved by these afflictions. For yourselves know that for this we are appointed. For truly, when we were with you, we told you beforehand that we are to suffer affliction, even as it came to pass, and you know. For this cause I also, when I could no longer endure it, sent Timothy, that I might know your faith, lest by any means the tempter had tempted you, and our labour should be in vain. But now Timothy has come to us from you, and brought us the good news of your faith and love, and that you have good remembrance of us, always longing to see us, even as we also you. For this cause, brethren, in all our distress and affliction, we were comforted through hearing of your faith. For now we live, if you stand fast in the Lord. For what thanksgiving can we render again to God for you, for all the joy with which we rejoice for your sakes before our God, night and day praying exceedingly that we may see your face and may perfect whatever is lacking in your faith. Now may our God and Father himself and our Lord Jesus direct our way to you. And the Lord make you increase and abound in love one toward another, and toward all men, even as we also toward you, so that he may establish your hearts unblameable in holiness before our God and Father at the coming of our Lord Jesus with his saints.